USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren stands by her call for tech giants to be broken up. The Massachusetts lawmaker and 2020 presidential hopeful says,
the giant tech companies right now are eating up little tiny businesses, startups, and competing unfairly.
Warren arguing she's not in Washington to work for billionaires, but to help even the playing field so everyone gets a chance to compete. President Trump's budget for the 2020 fiscal year is to be released in detail today. The president's plan calls for $750 billion in military spending and 5% cuts for all non-defense domestic programs. The budget also suggests $8.6 billion for the president's wall plan on the border with Mexico. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Boeing stock price futures are down after the Sunday crash of a 737 MAX in Ethiopia. The share price is dropping nearly 9% in pre-market trading. That crash yesterday killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. The Fed chairman downplays fears of an upcoming recession. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
On 60 Minutes, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell tells CBS's Scott Pelley, the American economy is still in great shape.
We think that the outlook is a favorable one. Inflation is muted, and our policy rate, we think, is in an appropriate place. So what we've said is that we would be patient.
What does patient mean?
Patient means that we don't feel any hurry to change our interest rate policy.
Wall Street had been worried the Fed would raise rates too fast, which might send the economy into a loop.
Find us online at usaradio.com.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The U.S. National Security Advisor is remaining tight-lipped on North Korea. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, National Security Advisor John Bolton would not confirm reports based on commercial satellite imagery that North Korea is making moves to build a rocket.
I don't really want to get into speculation about what they're doing. The particular site in question has two facilities. There's one that Kim Jong-un had told us earlier that he would dismantle. This is the static engine test site. There's also a launch site there that he promised to give up to Moon Jae-in, the president of South Korea. So it's actually two different parts of the same facility.
Bolton says the U.S. government is constantly watching North Korea.
According to a new poll just released in Iowa, voters are now putting former Vice President Joe Biden as their top choice for president in the 2020 election. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes on the story.
The Des Moines Register CNN poll says that Biden was the first pick of likely voters in the Iowa Democratic caucus, even though Biden has not even said whether he's running in 2020. About 27% of those polled chose the 76-year-old Biden. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders coming in second place with 25%. California Senator Kamala Harris was third. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.